Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. I'm Phoebe, and Tracy's not here today. She's doing like a special thing for work, so she's missing out on today. And I think she's going to be really disappointed because this is a topic in this podcast that she would really be interested in. But I'm here with a very special guest. I guess we could both be two weird hungry girls.
Yeah, totally.
You have like great taste in food.
I mean, I love food. Who doesn't?
Yeah, so that all works out.
Yeah, I'm always hungry. Works.
Good. So I'm here with Katie Kozloff, and you're a Reading-based business, woman-owned. I love it. Why don't you tell the listeners like a little bit about your brand, who haven't heard about you yet, and what you do?
Sure. So my brand is Katie K Active. I actually started years ago in novelty underwear. We were doing cute underwear that...
I never knew that. What?
So we used to do screen-printed underwear that had things across the tush, like Spank Me and Hump Day and very fun stuff. And I would go to these girls' night out events, and I kept getting asked by plus-size women, why don't you make anything for me in my size? And at the same time, I was a personal trainer and kind of having the same conversation with my clients who said, look at all these other women, they have all these cute stuff, there's nothing out there. So I did my research and realized they're right, there's nothing out there. We started making plus size of the underwear, and it changed our business completely. We started selling, like 800 to 1,000 pairs of underwear in a three-day show. It was insane. And it was awesome. And then at the same time, I thought, well, maybe we can do this activewear. We're already manufacturing in China. And so looked into five items. It was really like three styles and a couple colors, and launched, and Taffy was plus size only.
Okay.
And got into TJ Maxx and Burlington Coat Factory and some of these big retailers that were just like, holy moly, this is crazy. And it was all about price, and I wanted to really get a good product. Of being from the training background, you know, I knew that people want a good item that they can actually work out in, and it's more than just price. It should be, you know, quality and kind of perform right. So knowing that, also what I've learned from the plus size industry is they don't want to be separated out. So we wanted, I wanted to have a fully inclusive line, so from small to 3X. So that's where KDK Active came into play, is that we kind of redeveloped Taffy, closed that down, we don't really do that anymore, and relaunched under KDK Active, which is fully inclusive from small to 3X premium activewear. So that's what we do.
That's kind of exciting. I never knew it started with
underwear with and underwear. Personal training.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So you were really in tune with what your audience wanted.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we'd hear all the time from whether it was doing these girls' night out events that just having the underwear in their size, I mean, it's such a simple thing, and them saying, why doesn't anybody do that for us? We want cute, funny underwear just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And then hearing it from the people I train, like, we want the cute outfits that everybody's rolling in, and, you know, you already feel maybe a little self-conscious when you're in the gym in general, any size, whoever you are. And so you want to feel like you fit in. And so who doesn't want that?
Exactly. Yes. And you have, like, great styles. Like, the colors. You're wearing, like, a cute outfit today.
Thank you.
I'll have to, like, put a picture of the, or link it, whatever, in the blog post about this. So when you decided to start this fashion line or activewear line for the plus-size women, it probably created like a really big or a really active dialogue about fitness for women. Because I know going to the gym, like your selection is pretty slim. Like it's pretty much black or gray bottoms that you would wear. And then if you're lucky enough to find like a great sports bra, and then tops are the hardest thing to find.
Because
women usually like wear their dirty or their, I would say, their old t-shirts.
Right.
And you want to feel good. Yeah. When you're working out.
Yeah. I mean, I used to struggle with that a little bit, to think it is a little superficial to say, you know, your outfit is kind of reflects how you feel. But it's totally true, that if you put on an outfit and you feel good about yourself, you kind of walk with a different strut in your step, you know, versus I always think of it when you come out of the hair salon and your hair is all done. You're like, oh, I'm awesome.
Right.
So it's when you put on a cute outfit, you know, you look good and you kind of strut down the stairs or strut down the street in a different way. But yeah, so I think giving women confidence is what we're all about.
So that's probably one of the, so a woman who wants to get involved in fitness, for whatever reason your motivation is, you're going to the beach, whatever, you want to get healthy, you're concerned about your heart or your joints, whatever.
You just want to be healthy, you active, life,
So you've conquered that first step. Like you put on something that makes you feel like you want to get out and feel better about yourself.
Yes.
But for women who haven't been active in a gym or don't have like a fitness plan or haven't done it before or are maybe new to healthy eating, what are some of the tips that you can share so it's not so overwhelming? Because it is overwhelming. Like when you talk about organic food, just even organic food, it's overwhelming for people. And when you talk about like eating whole grains, like it's hard for someone to think about, I want to switch my all-purpose flour to a whole wheat flour.
Right.
So what are some of the tips you give about like moving or becoming active?
So I always used to say, you know, in the training aspect, it's just kind of start to move, you know, whether it's, you know, depending on where your fitness level, maybe it's taking a walk around the block. And every day you're taking a walk around the block. And after that week of doing it, maybe you're going two blocks and you're just kind of starting small and not over pushing yourself. Because if you overdo it, then maybe you're sore and you're not interested or you just kind of get turned off or you just don't stay with it. Where I think setting small goals, like seeing if you can get to the end of your street or seeing if you can make it one block further, you know, every week or every month is a good way. Or if you're a runner or like, I'm not the biggest fan of running, but I'll do it. I enjoy it if I can run walk. And it's a way for me to enjoy it. So I'll run for 40 seconds and I'll walk for 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
And I'll do that for like 3 miles. And it's a way for me to get in 3 miles. Otherwise, if you said go run, I'd be like, no way.
Right.
The other thing is for food, I used to always tell my clients, focus on one meal and get that down. So if you can get breakfast down and you can figure out what's healthy and that you like, and you're willing to eat it again and again. I mean, not that you have to eat the same thing every day, but if I'm not an oatmeal person, and if somebody said, eat oatmeal, I'm never going to do it. But if I can find something that I like in the morning that fits into my schedule, I'll eat that. And so I think if you figure out what works for you for one meal, and just maybe take a month and figure out that breakfast meal, and then you can add in a snack. You know, maybe your 3 o'clock snack is something that's not so healthy, and so that's really where you want to start. But I think piecing it all together, and before you know it, you've kind of switched out everything, but slowly over time. If you try to do everything all at once, start a fitness journey, like start a fitness program and a healthy eating program, it can be overwhelming, and you can burn out quickly and then think that you're not getting anywhere. Like maybe you don't have the results that you want, or you get frustrated and then you say, oh, it's not working, I'm done. And then you give up on it.
So as a trainer, when you used to work with women, would you suggest as one of the first steps to begin a fitness routine, would it be go out and do a walk or a run walk every other day, or would you say try yoga? Or because there are so many like trends, like fitness trends, like hot yoga, yoga.
I think the good thing about there being trends is that you have access to a lot of stuff, and you have to find something that you want to do. So again, you know, from my experience, I had somebody who said, we're going to train, you know, one of the fellow trainers was like, I'll train you twice a week, but every time you meet me, you have to run a mile before you meet me.
Oh.
I was like, I'm never going to work out with you ever again. Like, that's it. You get one day, that was your rule, I'm out. Because it's something I hated and would never do. But if they said, I don't know, go jump rope for 20 minutes, I love that. Okay, I'll go do that. You know, so I think it's just finding what you like. So trying a bunch of different things. Like if yoga ends up being what you love, then do that. Okay. Or if you like run walking, or if you like Zumba, or you found a class that you love. I mean, the boot camp classes are just different things. You just got to test out a lot to find out what you really like. Because if you don't like it, you're not going to stick with it. And, you know, that's what's important, is you want to find something that you love, not something that you dread.
So give yourself the room to say, this isn't working for me, I'm going to try something else.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I mean, you don't want to be like, oh, it's too hard, because you want to challenge yourself. But, you know, yeah, if you're saying, I hate this, I'm dreading it all day, I'm not doing it, then you obviously don't enjoy it. Where, again, maybe you're not jumping out of bed being like, yay, I get to go work out, but you're not hating it. I think, yeah, give yourself the room to find something that you enjoy. And it might change. I mean, I go through phases where I really like my workout, and then I'm not really sure what I want to do next, and I'll get tired of it, and then I have to find something new. So trying all these different, again, it's nice that it's so trendy. There are trends, I guess, because then there's a lot of stuff to try.
When you think about like the different meals that you like to experiment with, are you really like hard and fast on breakfast?
Well, yeah, I mean, I am. But I also feel like I wake up pretty hungry. Mm-hmm. So for me, in my mind, like skipping breakfast is not an option.
Okay.
And I feel like it does kind of settle me for the rest of the day. My husband doesn't eat until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it works for him. So mm-hmm. again, I think, you know, there's a whole new trend of intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And so that's becoming very popular, and it seems to work for people. Mm-hmm. And that's not really eating breakfast. You're eating at like 11 or 12, mm-hmm. and, you know, so, and then eating for 12 hours, you know, so I think it's just everybody's different and you figure out what works. I mean, I do think breakfast is important and you yeah. should eat it. I mean, as long as it's healthy. I mean, it is proven. It gets your metabolism going. It gets your brain kind of going. Mm-hmm. But I think some people, if it does, you know, I don't know. Some people are just like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. So, do what works.
Yeah, do what works. I mean, within reason. You can just be
within reason.
Eat like, ice don't cream for breakfast.
You can't grab a chocolate chip cookie or a brownie and call it breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't I just work. Think, I do feel like breakfast is important. It kind of sets up your day. Maybe stops you from overeating at lunch because mm-hmm. you've taken the edge off because you've eaten something. It gets your metabolism going. It gets everything kind of moving.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess with that intermittent fasting thing, it's proven that it works. So,
Okay. Well, here's another question in regards then, because this in regards to like working out. Some people like to work out in the morning. Some people like to work out at night.
Yes.
But then when you think about like eating, I'm going to say I don't know what I should eat before I work out, and I don't, and I feel like I should be eating something after I work out.
Right,
right?
Which you should.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you were going to work out in the morning, you would want to eat something like with a quick carb, like either a whole wheat piece of toast with
okay.
like I'm trying to think. Oh my God, I can't think. Almond butter.
Oh.
Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so toast with almond butter. Like the protein
like
and the
protein
carb.
Protein and a carb or an apple. Something that gives okay. you kind of quick energy because you're about to go work out. So you're mm-hmm. about to go expend all that energy and you want to kind of have something that your body can burn up really quickly.
But in my head I'm thinking like there's fat. Like don't I want my body to like use the fat?
You can. So I mean it all depends. Like I'll work out on an empty stomach. Uh-huh. And then if I can get my workout in the morning, mm-hmm. I'll work out on an empty stomach and come home. So the other part is, yeah, when you're done with your workout, mm-hmm. you should replenish with protein because now you've worked out, and so your body is depleted, mm-hmm. and you need protein.
Okay.
So, like an example, come home and have egg whites. So if you think of it that way, you could have an apple in the morning before you go work out, give yourself some energy to actually get through your workout,
mm-hmm.
and then come home and, you know, have some egg.
Protein,
yeah,
okay.
have some protein, especially if you're lifting.
Okay.
Like if you went and did some kind of strength training class, you'd want protein after.
Okay.
But then, because I feel like your next question is like time of day. Mm-hmm. It just depends because some people like to work out in the morning.
Yeah.
I think the only reason that's like the good reason to work out in the morning is then you don't put it off.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter. I think it's, again, what works for mm-hmm. you.
I like jogging or doing my run walk when it's dark. Because for me, like I don't see how much further I have to go. I just keep going.
But that's great, and it works for you, and
well,
you enjoy
Dan doesn't,
it.
My husband doesn't like it.
so he wants to go early.
I carry, like, pepper spray.
You just need, like, a pepper spray and a reflective vest.
I don't want people to know where I am.
No, but you don't want cars to hit you.
No, I can see them coming. I just don't.
Yeah, but sometimes they can't see you.
Maybe. Maybe I should make sure my phone has GPS in case I go missing.
You don't know. Maybe he has a tracker on you.
He might. He might do that. No, he's not that clever.
He's a find my phone.
Yeah, right? No, I don't think he knows about that. I'm not going to tell him.
Oh, okay. God, too funny.
So how can because you blog.
Yes.
Right? And
yeah,
you're like really active on Instagram and Facebook with
yes.
sharing tips and stuff. How can people find you?
So people can find us at kdkactive.com on our website or on Facebook mm-hmm. at kdkactive and Instagram and Twitter, all okay. under kdkactive. So
perfect.
We're always, you know, posting different tips and kind of ways to stay healthy. And, you know, for us, it's more just that you feel confident and can be empowered to live a healthy, active lifestyle. So
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, that means to you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wonderful. Yes. I think this was like there were some really great tips that you shared on like getting started, like just getting moving.
Oh, good. Great. I'm glad it was helpful.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me. Sorry, Tracy. I know you're going to be sad you missed this episode, but I'm so glad you came. So thanks for visiting and sharing all those great tips.
Thanks for having us.
Katie K.
Okay.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for tuning in. And be sure to share some love if you're interested in sharing some feedback about this episode. You can leave some feedback at iTunes. We're at Phoebe's Pure Food, which is the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. And you can find me at phoebespurefood.com for recipes, local destinations to eat, and other fun things to do in the Berks and Lancaster County areas. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.